Lean tools and techniques. There are a number of lean tools that enable continuous improvement. Hoshin planning, value stream mapping, and the 5S are three examples. These are all covered elsewhere in these materials. Here we look at some other lean tools: Hoka, Yokai, flexible automation, and Kaizen events and blitzes. Hoka, Yokai, mistake proofing. It is important to design quality into the process for a product from the beginning. This is done through the application of the lean principle called Hoka, Yokai, mistake proof, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as follows. Mistake-proofing techniques, such as manufacturing or setup activity, designed in a way to prevent an error from resulting in a product defect. For example, in an assembly operation, if each correct part is not used, a sensing device detects that a part was unused and shuts down the operation, thereby preventing the assembler from moving the incomplete part to the next station or beginning another operation. This is sometimes spelled pokyok. The goal of a pokyok solution is to prevent defects. This can be done by detecting errors when they occur or by eliminating the source of errors once they are discovered. While all errors cannot be prevented, pokyok prevents the same error from repeating, and this will significantly reduce defects. By eliminating mistakes at the source, the costs of mistakes within a manufacturing plant are reduced. This type of mistake proofing can be done in design or redesign of the product slash service or the related production equipment, processes, and environment. Following ISO 9000 or other recognized quality standards is a way to integrate mistake proofing right into the production process. One example is the QS 9000 standard. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines QS 9000 as follows. A variation of ISO 9000 certification with additional requirements tailored for the automobile industry, including suppliers. QS 9000 is being superseded by ISO/TS 16949, which incorporates many European standards. QS 9000 uses pokyok as a process control tool. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines process control as follows. 1. The function of maintaining a process within a given range of capability by feedback, correction, and so forth. 2. The monitoring of instrumentation attached to equipment, valves, meters, mixers, liquid, temperature, time, etc., from a control room to ensure that a high-quality product is being produced to specification. Flexible automation. Lean enables fast changeovers and producing what is currently in demand in part by using flexible automation, also called Flexible Manufacturing Solutions, FMS. FMS was developed using modular design and group technology concepts. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines flexible automation as automation that provides short setup times and the ability to switch quickly from one product to another. Manufacturers working to improve the flexibility of their production systems should use Plan, Do, Check, Action, PDCA steps to implement flexible automation, first on a small scale before fully investing in more lean automation. That is, a plan is developed to improve flexibility, and in the do stage, the organization implements investments on a small scale, such as for just one bottleneck work center. The results are checked, and the resulting action could be to modify the plans and systems based on operator feedback. The next iteration of PDCA could be to roll the improvements out to other work centers. Kaizen events and blitzes. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Kaizen in two related terms as follows. Kaizen, the Japanese term for improvement. Kaizen refers to continuing improvement involving everyone, managers and workers. In manufacturing, Kaizen relates to finding and eliminating waste in machinery, labor, or production methods. Kaizen event. A time box set of activities carried out by the cell team during the week of cell implementation. The Kaizen event is an implementation arm of a lean manufacturing program. Kaizen Blitz registered trademark, a rapid improvement of a limited process area, such as a production cell. Part of the improvement team consists of workers in that area. The objectives are to use innovative thinking to eliminate non-value-added work and to immediately implement the changes within a week or less. Ownership of the improvement by the area work team and the development of the team's problem-solving skills are additional benefits. Kaizen events and the even more time-delimited blitzes are focused improvement mini-projects conducted with ad hoc teams. The team takes a process apart and puts it back together in a better way. This can help make planned incremental improvements or quickly fix something in reaction to a problem. To improve a process or system, the Kaizen team should use the following steps. Analyze the current processes and procedures. The review should establish and quantify gaps and redundancies in process performance. Identify problem areas that need to be addressed. Correct problems and redesign processes and standards to prevent the problems from recurring. This will include testing the possible new process steps. Once the new processes have been cleared of all defects, they should be implemented.